We're approaching 8:37. It is time for Realty Radio, brought to you today by First Advantage Mortgage. And joining us, as he does every other week at this time, it is Steve Benziger. He is the Vice President of Mortgage Lending at First Advantage Mortgage. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brent. Doing great. How are you?
Good. Good to have you here this morning. Nice morning out there. Not too bad. Not too
little cold. It's getting colder.
At least you're not having to fight the snowplows or anything, right?
Not yet.
Yeah, we know it'll change again, right?
Exactly. Get it done.
And, of course, we're talking about mortgages and lending and things like that. And probably one of the most important things we need to think about when we think about a mortgage is our credit score. Is that correct?
Oh, indeed. It's so critical as far as a new applicant looking for a home. Having their credit in a good position is paramount to them getting the best available terms.
And a lot of times we don't think about that. When we're making purchases, things get away from us, maybe you miss a payment or two, and it's not going to affect me, but down the road it really can.
It can. It can really add up because the credit scoring is such a big factor in the mortgage business these days. The difference between a 620 credit score and a 740 credit score, obviously the higher the better,
right,
but could cost you thousands of dollars in fees and or higher interest rates when it comes time to borrowing for a home loan.
Interesting. So it's all about the fees trying to save you that money.
Exactly.
Wow. So how can a person, what goes into factoring the credit score? How can they get that score up and get it better for when they want to make that purchase?
That's a great question. There are really five major ingredients to brewing up a credit score. Number one is obviously performance. Paying your bills on time is paramount to having a good credit score. That probably comprises about a third of what goes into factoring credit score. A close second is how much you owe on your current cards or balances, which is probably another 30%. Not as important, but still important, is what type of credit you have outstanding, such as revolving, which would be your bank cards or your department store cards,
right,
versus installment loans, such as car loans, car payments, or student loans. How new your credit is that you've opened and your length of credit history are also factors in it.
So going back a little bit to keeping those balances low, mortgage companies like to see lower balances or see that do they like to see them paid off every month in full, or is that not really a factor?
I think it is a factor. I think it's important to use credit, but use it sparingly. If you're going to put a holiday purchase on a credit card, try and pay it off in full the next month, because that performance will go into factoring your scores, as well as having a low to no balance owed on that credit will also improve your scores as well.
That's interesting, because we try to do that. We try to, if we make purchases on credit cards, pay them all off that month. Don't pay any interest at all. Get them paid in 30 days, which not everybody can do. I know that, but I can see for getting a mortgage, that's an important thing to try to do that. You talk about checking your credit, too. Tell us a little bit about managing credit and how can people do that?
Well, obviously, one of the most important things is knowing what you have out there. There's a great service where you can order a free copy of your credit report annually through a website called www.annualcreditreport.com.
And that's different from the freecreditreport.com, which costs you money.
Right.
This is the actual free one,
annualcreditreport.com.
That's good to keep that in mind.
It's government-sponsored, so it is free,
okay,
believe it or not.
And you can do that, once a year, I believe?
Once a year, you can get it done. And then once you have a chance to get that, you can evaluate your credit, see what's outstanding, close any credit cards that you don't use on a regular basis, because obviously you don't want to leave yourself open to potential fraud with
those
dormant accounts.
That ever goes on.
Oh, no, no. I was actually a recent victim of the Target
issue. Oh, you were?
As well, so,
we were too. We were too.
So about 110 million people in this country were, so it affects a lot of us.
Absolutely. Wow. Very interesting. Now, I think with that annualcreditreport.com, you also get three different reports, I believe.
Yes.
I think it breaks it into three. So, yeah, definitely use that. Go online and get that report and find out where your credit is actually standing. Again, the higher the number, the better, right, Steve?
Exactly.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about damaging credit that may be, or repairing credit that may be damaged. How can we do that?
Well, obviously, once you have a chance to evaluate what's out there on your credit report, the first thing is to just allow time to heal your credit wounds, mm-hmm, because the more time that passes between the issue that you had with your credit versus the time that you go to apply for a mortgage loan, the better. So if something just happened last month, you may want to wait a few months down the road to apply for a mortgage to allow that time to heal that blemish on your credit.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you want to set up payment reminders for your credit cards so that you don't run into issues of delinquent payments.
That's a great idea.
And also maybe establish a debt reduction plan where you address the higher interest revolving accounts that you have and then just start paying those off more aggressively, because obviously you want to have lesser balances at the time you apply for a mortgage. It's going to look better to a lender.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, by the way, we're talking to Steve Bensinger. Steve is the Vice President of Mortgage Lending at First Advantage Mortgage here in the Holland area. And you've got a home buyer seminar coming up as well, don't you?
Yeah, very excited about it, Brent. On the evening of Thursday, February 27th, I'll be hosting a home buying seminar at Warehouse in Baker Lofts, which is located at 217 East 24th Street. In addition to my presentation on home mortgages, I'll have a real estate professional, a home inspector, and a financial planner as guest speakers, and we'll have a lot of great useful information for home buyers along with some food and refreshments.
Very nice. All kinds of good information. I love having the home inspector there, too, because that's a big part of a home purchase. People may not think about it ahead of time, but if you're looking at purchasing a home, not only the mortgage, but also inspecting this beautiful piece of property you're going to buy, and probably the biggest purchase most of us will ever make.
Indeed. A home inspection can definitely be a deal maker or breaker.
Yes, it can. All right, Steve, how can they contact you to get more information?
Well, you can contact me either by phone, which is area code 616-499-3800, or by email at steve@stevebensinger.com, or on my website, www.stevebensinger.com.
Great, Steve. Well, it's always good to see you here. And next week it'll be Sarah Lilly, and then you'll be back the week after. So we look forward to seeing you again.
Sounds great, Brent.
All right, have a great week. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.